Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Another brow.
Woo! That's another great woo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't want to do because he did. Bo did this, and I did. I don't like the double woos.
You didn't. I did.
Yeah, no, because I didn't. I was usually doing it, but I don't like the double.
Yeah, you're
one. I threw somebody off one time. You're like, damn, I thought it was 1 o'clock.
It's not 1 o'clock. 12:20. That was me wooing. Yeah. Randy will woo in about 40 minutes from right now. Okay. We're wooing you for 3 hours.
Hell yeah,
pretty
man.
Much.
We're very seductive in wooing you in.
Sexiest sports radio wooing, show in America.
Wooing you in.
There you go. They didn't put out that list. They do like that thing that comes out every year. Came out again today. Like they rank the shows or whatever. They don't do the rank the sexiest midday shows in America.
Because once I drop the shirt.
Because it'd be a one show list.
Yeah, yeah. You know, once you drop the shirt, it's on.
First and there's no second.
Get that back right on.
I guess we're 17th.
The back looking over the shoulder.
17th.
With that profile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what you do. Grease up a little bit. Let them know.
Yeah,
anyway, we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. We'd love to grab a clip or two of this Luka press conference for the 1 o'clock hour so we can kind of get back to it, because as the story unfolds, like some more info comes out here and there and all that. Now there's like reports that Rob Pelinka was able to talk the Mavericks general manager off of some of what he was asking for.
I don't
as if he didn't have this, all the leverage.
This is him.
I guess no one had leverage.
Well, I mean, obviously you got to talk to the owner. You just can't trade Luka.
Right at the end, you have to run it past him.
Yeah,
right?
But no, this is him.
That guy might
this
be.
This ain't Jason. Jason Kidd would have never signed off on that trade.
Never. And Mark Cuban wouldn't have if he
and
was
Mark
still
Cuban
the owner
either.
Yeah, no one would have ever let this happen. This is one of those things where it's like, it feels like it in real time. Who knows? Stuff is crazy in sports all the time and unforeseen things happen. But it feels like the dumbest thing that a general manager has ever done.
Seems like
it. Yeah. And like in 5 years, we'll know, or 2 years or whatever, we'll know. But it just seems like this guy, what's his name? Nico Harrison?
Mm-hmm.
He just seems like maybe he's terrible at jobs, because people may not know this. Maybe they do. He was an exec at Nike years ago and had an opportunity to sign Steph when Steph really kind of started playing well and didn't. He was shopping shoe contracts. And he called him Stephon.
Yep.
Called him Stephon in the meeting.
Yes.
And then put up a slide and it was Kevin Durant and it wasn't Steph, and just blew the meeting. Like Steph wanted to sign with Nike. Everybody wants to be a Nike athlete. Steph wanted to be a Nike guy, and at that point, they just were like, all right, well, obviously we're not signing here. So cost of Steph goes to Under Armour. Now he trades Luka. Who knows what else he's done? Bad hairline, tell you that.
That man
if
said,
I was him, I'd have had on like Jay Kidd.
That man said it's my decision.
Yeah, well, it is. Stand behind it. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, man.
It just seems like he might be the worst general manager ever.
We'll see.
It's possible.
If they come win a championship this year, right, Dallas, then whatever.
Then hand in the air, yeah. And I was wrong, yeah. And they were geniuses, and it's possible. But I don't know. It's one of those what's going to take a lot to be right. Like, a lot of stuff's going to have to go right in order for you to be right. And some of that stuff's going to have to be things going wrong.
Yeah.
Like, Luka's just going to have to suck bad. Now. He's going to have to be bad now. Like, if he's the same guy that he's been, then you're going to look like an idiot.
Yes. Damn, he looked like that low dude.
Yeah, Rob Pelinka looks like Rob Lowe. Like, they look like they're related.
Yes.
For sure.
All the way.
All right. So, let's get back into the Falcons. This happened before we came on the air today. Kirk Cousins went on NFL Network this morning, gave an interview with Good Morning Football. We knew at some point, with the amount of microphones that he'll be talking into and the amount of truth that he likes to tell,
right,
he was going to tell us what happened.
Yes.
Like, that's what we said every time we tell him, man, what the hell happened in the middle of the season, that fall off? It's crazy. Well, we'll find out eventually because Kirk will tell us.
Yep.
He did.
Yep.
He did. He went on TV this morning and told us what happened. Here he is.
You know, I think the Achilles healed well. I think there was a little bit of just trying to get my right ankle back around the Achilles, but the Achilles itself healed really well. And even then, you know, we were 6-3, was playing well, doing a lot of good things, even if the right ankle wasn't perfect. You know, nobody's perfect in this league. We're never feeling 100%. It didn't really affect me too much. But then against the Saints, got hit pretty good in my right shoulder and elbow. Mm. And from there, kind of dealing with that, you know, was something I was working through and just never really could get it to where I wanted it. And so now that the season's over, you have the time and the energy to say, okay, let's get the right ankle back. Let's get the shoulder back. Let's get the elbow back. And if we can do that, you know, feel like I got a new life ahead of me here in pro football.
Yeah, so obviously part of it is him wanting to have a life ahead of him in pro football.
Right.
So he's saying this stuff so other teams will be like, oh, he was hurt. That explains it. He was on the injury report one day.
Mm-hmm.
One day. And it was the Wednesday after that Saints game. That Saints game was November 10th. The first time that they have to put out an injury report is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday leading into the game. Now, they didn't practice that Wednesday. Remember, that was when they started switching into walkthroughs on
Hopefully
Wednesdays.
Hopefully that goes away.
Hopefully it does.
Yeah.
So it's an estimated report based on what guys would have been able to do had they been able to practice.
Right.
Right shoulder, right elbow. He was listed as limited participation had they practiced.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, wasn't on it.
Right.
And was never on it again for the remainder of the season. So if nothing else happens,
somebody needs their ass kicked.
Dude, he does.
Because
if nothing else happens, the Falcons are at the very least going to get investigated again.
Yes.
Thanks to him. Talking into microphones.
Again, well, he says it's a shoulder and elbow because Ross said it's not because of injury. It's not because
so
of injury.
This to me stinks on
both ends, because if this man was hurt, and again, I will repeat it over again. Yes, athletes, we battle, we play through stuff all the time. Quarterbacks ain't no different. Hell, Phillip Rivers had a damn ACL tear and repaired it.
Yeah, you know what? Played pretty good.
And played in the in a playoff game. So you go through stuff. I understand that. And you know, you don't want to come out.
That was
all
public, though.
That's all public.
Everybody knew about
that. But if your ass is hurt and your play suffer because of these injuries, which right now it looks like it did, then you're don't curse Randy. Then you are
selfish
as hell. Yeah. Something that we mentioned weeks ago, and I kept saying, I don't know him. I don't want to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, he's selfish as hell if he knows that he can't go out there and play quarterback at a high level and is killing his football team. Because one thing about him, he's self-aware. He see he ain't playing
well. He knows what he's doing.
And he see he can't get the ball to where it needs to be and all this other crap. And I hear all this other crap, defenses that found him out and all that stuff. Yeah, they started pressuring him more and all that crap. But at the same time, this dude is damn good.
They were pressuring him before. Everybody knew what Kirk Cousins was. There was no secret about what he was.
But
he was just able to do it because his arm felt okay.
And if the Falcons knew this and they kept playing this dude, then they wrong too.
That's right.
This is crap. All right, this is a whole bag of stinky poop. All right?
Yeah, it is.
Because
exactly what it is.
Because they cost whoever decision it was for Kirk to keep continue to go out there hurt. They cost his damn team a play. They cost his damn city a chance to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
They got, I was going to say caught Jimmy Ray fired, but yeah, whatever.
Jimmy Lake might have got fired.
But Jimmy Lake seems like he's the scapegoat now.
Yeah, maybe he wouldn't have.
Maybe,
like, if they would have won a couple more games and maybe get in the playoffs and win a playoff game, you're probably not firing coaches.
This is unbelievable. If this man was this hurt And it was a Saints game when everything went completely off.
Yeah, just for context,
come on, man.
In case anyone's
come
wondering
on,
what happened after that game.
Come on, man.
They lost to the Saints that day in New Orleans. Saints had lost a million games in a row, fired their coach leading into that game. They lost that game 20-17, and he couldn't make a throw in the fourth quarter. Remember, there were throws to be made in the fourth quarter when the game couldn't make a throw. The next week was against Denver. They got absolutely smoked, 38-6. He had an interception. He threw for 173 yards, 18-27. Not good. The week after that, The week after that is the game. It was a bye week. So they had a bye week, which is another thing that isn't great to know, that had he been hurt or clearly was hurt, had it been communicated, if he was keeping it to himself, whatever, like you had a bye week to deal with it if you had all the information that you needed. And then he comes out of the bye week and he throws four interceptions. That's the game that he just talked about, the game where he hurts his shoulder, that preceded the three straight games where he threw zero touchdowns and eight interceptions.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he didn't want to take a break and let it heal because he's scared that Michael Pence is going to come in and light it up, that's selfish as hell, man.
Well, then I just don't have any respect for
that's
that.
If that's what he thought, and I'm not putting that on, I don't want to put it on.
No, this is all speculation.
Yes.
This is all speculation.
But if that's the case, that's a selfish-ass dude.
But that's a reasonable possibility.
That's a selfish-ass dude. And if this coaching staff and this organization knew that he was hurt and continued to put his ass out there, they gonna be up it too, because NFL gonna want to know now.
Oh yeah,
because Kirk can't help himself.
Yeah,
can't help because now he's in cover his ass because he knows that other teams saw him play. But now see. Kurt's shoulder. It was his shoulder.
Exactly.
It was his shoulder and his elbow. So, no, we can go sign him.
He needs every other team in the league to think that it was because his shoulder was hurt so bad the remainder of the season that he looked the way that he looked and he got benched and replaced.
Yes. That is crap, man. And that is one of them things where you hate to say that. You hate to think of somebody that. But if you were doing that to your team, knowing damn well that you can't get the job done, and there's a guy behind you that could probably do a lot better than you, but you're afraid that if he comes, because you've been insecure about this whole Michael Pence thing since the damn draft.
Oh, no
Let's
doubt.
Call it what it is.
Clearly.
Let's call it what it is. Clearly. All right? You were pissed off at them for doing it. You can say whatever. No. All right? And if I was him, I would have been the same damn way. But ain't no way in the hell I'm going to prevent these dudes that are fighting their ass off not giving them a chance because I'm hurt and I can't get the job done. That's crap.
Yeah. So then here's the other possibility is that they did know. They knew that he was hurt.
Then rot him.
And then it's on them.
This is on them.
Again, like, obviously the Kirk stuff is incredibly frustrating. What an awful, terrible, like, worst-case scenario year. He's going to cost you a draft pick on the way in because he can't not talk, and this might cost you something on the way out, not being able to shut up.
Yeah.
And a bunch of bad games there at the end that cost you a playoff run. But if they knew, they're still here.
Yes.
They're still here, and, I mean,
what the hell? If they knew and kept putting him out there, if you put him out there because you felt – and this is the only thing you can say. We felt even hurt, he gave us the best chance to win.
Right.
Well, I would have liked to seen it.
Well, and that's what they kept saying.
And that's what they kept saying.
They kept saying
he gives us the best chance, the best chance, the best chance, because you kept saying you can get out of it. It's hard to get out of something when you're hurt.
Right. He's going to play his way through it.
It's
or
hard
whatever.
To play through hurt because he never got better.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't.
They beat the Raiders because the Raiders. They beat the Raiders and the Giants.
They beat the Raiders because the Raiders are the worst team in the NFL. We watched the game.
He tried to blow the game. He never got better.
No, he didn't. That's why they benched him after a win. I mean, they finally won a game, and they benched him after the win.
How do you look at the Minnesota game?
He actually played okay in that game. He played okay in the Minnesota game. He threw two picks, no touchdowns, but he did throw for 344, 23-37. There was some...
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. That was the one game where it was like, all right, like that looks a little bit better. They lost the game, obviously, right. And he threw the pick late to, I forget who the Minnesota DB was, but it was a great play by him. But, yeah, he did throw for 344 in that game. And he threw for 245 in the Chargers game. He just threw 4 interceptions. And there were obvious throws that he just couldn't make. Like, you saw decisions that he was making that were just compromised. So, yeah, man, there it is. Went on TV and told us what happened.
That's crap.
Now we see what happens next. Sounds like they're probably going to be looking into that one again. So, cool. If nothing else, it's a guaranteed I'm done in Atlanta.
Oh, no, he's
I'll
not
tell you
here.
That. Not
no,
that we
no.
needed any more
no,
confirmation
he
on
he
that.
Can't, he can't, yeah,
but
yeah,
that's
yeah.
a, yeah, I'm out of here.
Oh, he's wearing number 77.
Yeah, he got to wear
yeah, he can't come back.
Luca's got to wear 77. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.